We're talking about trauma and how to heal it in this hour. And here's the good news. As isolating and painful as it is to live through trauma, new research suggests that in the long run, it can actually improve people's lives, sort of along the lines of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Journalist Jim Rendon makes the case in his new book, Upside, The New Science of Post-Traumatic Growth. He tells producer Raymond Tangekar that resilience in the face of trauma is actually a lot more common than you'd think.
The research shows that about half to two-thirds of trauma survivors report some level of post-traumatic growth. So it doesn't mean that you go through a traumatic experience and then you're just kind of happy-go-lucky. You know, there is a lot of suffering that goes on. Often people will have post-traumatic stress symptoms or PTSD. But from that suffering and that sort of terrible experience, people are kind of spurred to find something better in themselves or their lives. They look for more meaning. They may, you know, seek closer relationships or sort of look for a more spiritual experience. People have sort of different ways of responding to that that results in post-traumatic growth.
Is this a new way of looking at trauma?
It really is. The researchers that coined the term post-traumatic growth, I think they sort of first published that term in 95. And so when these two guys, Rich Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun, came up with this idea of post-traumatic growth, I think a lot of people in their field just looked at it and thought, that's not what we know about trauma. We know trauma is bad for you. So we are looking for ways in which it's bad for you and how to fix that. You know, what I've found that I find very interesting is I think almost every person that's published research on post-traumatic growth that I talk to, and that is many, many dozens. I don't even remember. I mean, maybe 100 people, a lot of people. You know, for them, the interest in this comes really from what they hear from their patients, that they hear about this phenomenon from cancer survivors and accident victims and combat veterans and, you know, a whole range of people that have been through all kinds of terrible experiences that have told them that, yes, you know, it was really bad. It was a terrible time. And, you know, I'm still miserable, but also I'm different. I'm somebody different than I was before.
Are there certain types of traumatic events that are more likely to trigger PTSD?
A lot of the researchers I spoke to about trauma really just say that a traumatic event is more about how you react to it than what the particular event is, and that everybody reacts differently to different events. You know, I would probably react very differently to a violent event than a combat veteran or a veteran cop who's been on the street for 20 years. You know, that what is traumatic is how it impacts you as opposed to what the exterior stimulus is that is being considered traumatic.
Well, you also write about the importance of narrative in interpreting trauma. Could you talk about how that affects growth?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, everybody sort of tells a story about who they are and what their lives are and what their lives can and can't be. And, you know, for a lot of trauma survivors, you know, trauma changes that. It may be a physical limitation. You may lose the use of your legs. You might have a brain injury that, you know, impairs you and suddenly you can't do the things you could do before. And so it forces you to find a new narrative. You know, a lot of people find that they are much stronger. They've been through something really horrific and, you know, have been through a lot of physical pain, a lot of psychological and emotional pain. And just getting through that makes them see that they are maybe a lot stronger than they realize. So trauma is one of those breakpoints in your life that really allows you to rewrite your own story, if you will.
Well, could you give me an example of how that plays out? I mean, you tell the story of Shane Mullins in the book. Could you talk about him?
Yeah, Shane is fantastic. He's a really remarkable young man. You know, he basically was a kind of young kid. He dropped out of school and was working at his parents' farm and bought a car and went out, got very, very drunk and wrecked the car and wound up with a traumatic brain injury that was pretty devastating. I mean, he had trouble communicating. He was partially paralyzed on one side of his body. And, you know, when he got out of the hospital, finally, he went home and just tried to pick up his old life and, you know, went out to the pub drinking and just was a disaster. And his family had to come pick him up from the pub. And, you know, he just was a mess. And at a certain point, he just kind of realized he needed to get sober. And so he went back into a sort of treatment facility. And there was a moment in there where he kind of saw that, you know, his old self just wouldn't work. The whole identity that he had of being this carefree kid, it just was gone. He couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, he finally decided to go back to school. He went to the small college in Galway. And he actually travels around Ireland. He gives a presentation to school kids and to he's done stuff on TV. And, you know, BBC did a short radio documentary about him. And yeah, he's fantastic.
And that's what I find remarkable about all the stories in your book. I mean, it seems like a common refrain among a lot of these survivors is that in a way they're almost kind of grateful. I think you asked several of them if they do it again or go through that again if they had a choice. And almost all of them said yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, so many of these people, it's that sense that, like, there was sort of no road to here but the road I took, you know, and that they're so happy to be where they are in terms of just their lives and what they're doing that the sacrifice was worth it.
Does this change or challenge in any way the way we currently think about treating trauma?
I think so. I think it really does. And I think, you know, because now I think the way we treat trauma is really focused on just getting you functional, you know, and that's hugely important, not to dismiss that, but it shouldn't really stop there. And, you know, there are a lot of different approaches to it, but kind of gearing it towards positive change and sticking with people and keeping them engaged and helping them find communities where, you know, they can be of value to themselves and to other people is really important.
Jim Rendon's book, Upside, The New Science of Post-Traumatic Growth, will be out in August. Raymond Tunkekar talked with him.